Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're now ready for class session 508. And we're looking at the book of Judges and looking at that troubled period of history. And we've already studied about several of the judges. The first one, Othniel, and then Ehud, and then Shamgar, and then Deborah and Barak. And we have recently completed a study of the judge of Gideon and his 300 men. You may remember that battle cry, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. And now we're going to read about Abimelech. You'll be wanting to turn in your Bible and follow with me if you have one to Judges chapter 9. Abimelech, the son of Gideon. But I would call him the evil judge. And you will see as we read his story. We'll be there in just a moment. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of the Bible that was copyrighted in 1901. And if you have the King James Version, you will follow along with me very closely as we read from the American Standard Version. For some, it was considered a update of the King James Version based on the most recent scholarship of the text at that time. And so there won't be any trouble following one after another. Before we begin reading Judges chapter 9, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, students, if you will take your seats, the class will come to order, and we'll look in our Bible school book, beginning in Judges chapter 9 and verse 1, and see what we may learn. And Abimelech, the son of Zerubbabel, and I want to remind the class now, Zerubbabel was another name for Gideon. And so Abimelech, the son of Zerubbabel, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and spake with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it is better for you that all the sons of Zerubbabel, who are 70 persons, rule over you, or that one rule over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light fellows who followed him. And he went into his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Zerubbabel, being 70 persons, upon one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Zerubbabel, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem assembled themselves together, and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar that was at Shechem. Judges chapter 9 and verse 7. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Jezreel, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said unto them, Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go and wave to and fro over the trees? And the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I leave my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to wave to and fro over the trees? And the tree said unto the vine, Come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, Should I leave my new wine, which cheereth God and man, and go and wave to and fro over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, ye have dealt truly and uprightly, and that ye have made Abimelech king. And if ye have dwelt well with Zerubbabel in his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and adventured his life, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If ye then have dealt truly and uprightly with Zerubbabel, and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out of Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. Judges chapter 9 and verse 22. And Abimelech was prince over Israel 3 years. And God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the violence done unto the 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and that their blood might be laid upon Abimelech their brother, who slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to slay his brethren. And the men of Shechem sent liers in wait for him on the tops of the mountains. And they robbed all that came along that way by them, and it was told Abimelech. Judges 9 and verse 26. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their trust in him. And they went out into the field and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and held festival and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, Who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Zerubbabel, and Zubal his officer? Serve ye the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? And would that this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, Increase thine army, and come out. Judges 9 and verse 30. And when Zubal, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers unto Abimelech craftily, saying, Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren are come to Shechem, and behold, they constrain the city to take part against thee. Now therefore, up by night, thou and the people that are with thee, then lie in wait in the field, and it shall be that the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early, and rush upon the city, and behold, when he and the people that are with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion. Judges 9 and verse 34. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him, by night, and they laid in wait against Shechem. and four companies. And Gaal the son of Ebed went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him from the ambushment. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Behold, there come people down from the tops of the mountains." And Zebul said unto him, "Thou seest the shadow of the mountains, as if it were they were men." And Gaal spake again and said, "See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and one company cometh by the way of the oak of Meninoim." Then said Zebul unto him, "Where now is thy mouth, that thou saidest, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out now, I pray, and fight with them." And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before them. And there fell many wounded, even into the entrance of the gate. Judges 9 and verse 41. And Abimelech dwelt in Aruma. And Zebul drove out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid in wait in the field. And he looked, and behold, the people came forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the companies that were with him rushed forward and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And the two companies rushed upon them that were in the field and smote them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. And he took the city and slew the people that were therein. And he beat down the city and sowed it with salt. Judges 9:46. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard thereof, they entered into the stronghold of the house of Elberith. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Zalman, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bough from the trees and took it and laid it upon his shoulder. And he said to the people that were with him, "What ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done." And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough and followed Abimelech and put them to the stronghold and set the stronghold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Judges 9 and verse 50. Then went Abimelech to Thebez, and encamped against Thebez, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut themselves in, and gat them up to the roof of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower, and fought against it, and drew near unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast an upper millstone upon Abimelech's head, and brake his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young men, his armor-bearer, and said to them, "Draw thy sword and kill me, that men say not of me, 'A woman slew him.'" And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man into his place. Thus God requited the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, and slaying his 70 brethren, and all the wickedness of the men of Shechem did God requite upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham the son of Zerubbabel. Oh, I am reminded how that our Lord would say, "They that live by the sword will die by the sword." We're going to read about three other judges here quite quickly. We'll probably do it in the next class. We don't know much about Tola and Jair, but we're going to read some more about Jephthah. You may want to take your Bibles and mark Judges chapter 10, and we'll read about Jephthah in Judges chapter 10 and 11. If you ever out our way at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, stop in for worship and Bible study. We'll be looking forward to meeting you.